What's your story about today, Brendan?
Yes, as a working mum, I'll bring it all around because we're talking about French classes for preschoolers.
Now there's a good idea.
Now, it's a fantastic idea. Now, when children go to secondary school in Ireland, the Republic anyway, it's mandatory that they do a foreign language. So nowadays they're doing Chinese, they're doing, of course, French, Spanish, German. Like when I was going to school, I think it was French and German were your two options. Now it's expanded a fair bit. And, you know, they're coming and they're learning it and they're doing their orals and all that. But the question is really, should primary school children or preschoolers learn a foreign language earlier? Because as we know, they're like little sponges and they take it all in. And just to see it all in operation, I went to a French class that's for 3 and 4 year olds on Saturday morning in Castleknock. And they're run by a French woman called Sabrine Marr. And she's married to an Irish guy and she's 4 young kids. And she was quite surprised how in primary school.
She's a working mum, then, is she?
She's a working mum, yeah. Who's trying to balance the kid? Never mind. But she was quite surprised how her kids, when they went to primary school, they weren't getting a foreign language or whatever. So she set up this school. And I couldn't believe it on Saturday morning in a national school in Castleknock. You had half-hour classes. You had 3 and 4 year olds coming in for, you know, a half an hour. Mums and dads were staying in the class as well. They were being taught their numbers, their body parts, their names, how to ask questions via puppets, via songs. It was really fun. And of course, you know, they actually knew more French than me by the end of the class. But that was 10 to half 10. Then there was another class, half 10 to half. It just went on and on and on all morning. But I talked to Sabrine about language and how it's taught in Europe and why children in particular are like sponges and they should be learning a foreign language. And maybe it's something that the Department of Education really need to put their hand in their pocket and think about this as something that's important. But the kids were fantastic and they learned an awful lot. Have a listen to this.
Bonjour les enfants.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
And to start the lesson, we're going to sing a song. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le sac magique?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le sac magique?
Well, our class is going on there in the background and I've dragged Sabine Marr out with me. You are running the French classes here in Castleknock. Tell me the age group that the classes are aimed at.
I run classes from the age of 3 up to the age of 12, 13 years. So all the preschool and primary school age children.
So when children in the Irish education system hit secondary school, it's compulsory to do a foreign language. I mean, now they're offering Spanish and I think some schools are even offering Chinese. We're spreading our wings a little bit. But you firmly believe that 3-year-olds are the optimum age to get them in there. Explain why.
Yes, I think they really are. The children really enjoy the classes because they are made fun for them. We have rhymes, songs, dances and also little games. And they really enjoy that interaction and being part of the class. Also, I think the structure of their brain at that age, the plasticity of the brain is really important and let them really being able to take in new sounds and to mimic those sounds, you know, to near perfection. As later on in life, you know, they'll be much more self-conscious and they will have that inhibition that prevents them from doing so. So it's really important to start young.
Sabine, it's something we know that children will learn a language very quickly in that. But you're actually seeing the evidence of it. Can you give me any concrete examples of how quickly they absorb it?
Well, after a few weeks of those classes, for example, today this is a beginner's class, they're able to say their names, they're able to count up to 10, and they're able to understand as well the questions from the teacher if they are in French. So they have that intuition that is really well developed into the class, and they respond to the class very well indeed.
Do you think they have an advantage then ahead of other children who aren't learning a foreign language when they go to school and then out into the world?
I think they do. By them learning a foreign language, it does let them develop structures, you know, in their brains to manipulate different things, two systems at the same time. And when comes as well the learning of Irish in primary school, they will put all those different languages together and they will reorganize them and learn to understand them as well, their differences and what makes them close as well in terms of similar terms, similar structures, you know, within the sentences. So I think overall it's very good for the children to start at that age and their focus is really good in the class.
When your children started primary school, were you surprised
that they weren't learning a foreign language?
Yes, I was surprised. I was aware of various countries in Europe. We introduced foreign language learning at around 7 or 8 years of age, and even some countries at the age of 6. And it wouldn't be only one additional foreign language. Sometimes it could be 1 or 2 or 3 foreign languages at primary school level.
When you say a lot of countries in Europe, are you talking about the UK? What countries are you talking about that are now teaching languages to primary school students?
Well, I can quote France, for example. Okay. They start around the age of 7 and 8, the rhythm of 1 hour per week. But other countries are also involved, you know, Sweden, Luxembourg, Germany, a lot of countries. And the UK as well has introduced mandatory foreign language learning at primary school level. It has been introduced from this year onwards, and it's spreading across all schools in the UK.
Okay, so we're lagging behind, do you feel?
I think we do lag behind, and it's important as well to take into account the contents of the common framework of reference given by the Council of Europe. It indicates that each citizen in Europe should have 1 or more 2 foreign languages. And nowadays, it's not necessary only to learn a language. It's also to learn about the culture about another country. So we need to learn a language and a culture and also be able to communicate with other nations within Europe.
Sabine, thank you very much. I'm going to rejoin the class and watch 3 or 4 year olds speak better French than me.
It's fine, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Now we are going to sing a song to say our name in French. Okay, how do we say our name in French? We say, Je m'appelle Elodie.
Je m'appelle Jella.
Très bien.
Je m'appelle Anna.
Now, are you all ready for the song? Oui? Oui? Can you say oui?
Oui.
Oui. Yes, in French. Très bien.
Je m'appelle Ada.
Très bien, Ada.
As the French class is drawn to a close, I'm just going to chat to one or two of the mums and dads about why they're sending their children here. Terrific idea. You are, sir?
My name is Jim, and my little girl here today is Jenna. She's 4 years of age.
Why have you decided to send her
well,
to French
without,
class?
Without sounding too profound, I mean, we feel it was important for the kids to gain an understanding and an appreciation for the fact that the whole world doesn't talk in one language, that different people in different countries talk in different languages. And I mean, the world is even more connected now than it ever was. Being bilingual, multilingual is going to be very important. It's going to be the edge for our kids when they leave college to be competing for the best jobs. That's it. But the kids do, they love the French. And we can see it. It's very positive when they come home. They're very engaged with the classes. They teach it in a very fun way, and they love doing their French homework, and they love coming here on a Saturday morning. So, and we love it as well. They're happy, we're happy.
And Jim, do you speak a third language or a second language?
I don't. I did learn French when I was in school, and I learned a little bit of French then after school. I never really used the language properly, but sitting here in the classes on a Saturday morning, it's all coming back, you know, and I really feel I can help the kids at home with their French, yeah. You know. It's a beautiful language anyway.
And this is Jenna, is it? Bonjour.
Bonjour.
What's your name? Can you say it in French? Je m'appelle.
Je m'appelle Jenna.
And can you count to 10 in French, Jenna?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, wow, you're brilliant. Well done.
Now, we're going to play with La Méchante Sorcière, okay? Now, you go to the back of the class. Are you all ready to count with me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
And I'm moving over to another mum here. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Adele.
Well, Adele, who have you got in this French class here? I should be asking you in French. I'm just lost.
It's okay, I won't be able to respond, so it's fine. I have 3 girls here today, Anna, Robin and Lily, and they're 4 years of age and they are triplets.
I'm just taking a deep breath here. You've triplets, my goodness.
Yes, they're our eldest. We actually have 2 more girls at home. We've Isabel, who'll turn 3 next week, and we've a little baby who has just turned 1.
Which are triplets? It's a bit of an effort to get them out on a Saturday morning. You must really want them to learn French.
Yes, absolutely. The French class, we find, is great. They love it. It is a bit of an effort getting up here. We live in County Meath, so yes, it's a bit of a rush, but, you know, every morning is a rush. They love the French. We find it important. They're like little sponges. They've learned so much already, and we've only been, I think we started November time. It's worth it. It's well worth it.
Why do you want them to learn French?
I suppose I definitely see, and Simon, my husband, both of us would definitely see languages being very important. That's number one. If we're lucky enough that they enjoy it and that they can learn at this young age, then it's a bonus. It's fantastic. They're going to be doing activities anyway. So whether they're going to gymnastics, going swimming, French is just another one on the list. And if they can learn and if it helps them as they grow older, well, super.
Adele, it's lovely to meet you.
You too, Brenda.
And good luck with all your babbies.
Thank you very much.
5 under 4.
5 under 4.
Right, where's that medal? I'll go and find it.
Okay, now it's the end of the class. Écoutez. As it's the end of the class, we are all going to say au revoir.
Au revoir.
And what do you say to me at the end of the class? Au revoir. Très bien. Well done.
I love the kids are fantastic, aren't they?
Oh, they are brilliant.
Terrific idea.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And, you know, I just kind of think, God, what did I do with my older ones earlier?
Why didn't we all do it with ourselves? Why didn't somebody send us?
I know.
And it, I mean, it's terrific.
It's a fantastic idea. Education
is the key. There's no question about it. Joe Duffy would tell you all about that. Education, he's always insisting on it. Very important.
No, it's amazing because it's no effort for them to pick up that language so
quickly.
Oh, they pay.
Did you say that already? Sorry.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that already. But
how much? Come on, not everybody can afford these things.
I think it's 80 quid a term.
How long?
And that would be about eight weeks. So,
well, the best 80 quid ever spent if you have it. Yeah. I mean, terrific.
And so it's not, it's like whatever you're going to bring them to, swimming, gymnastics, football, whatever it is, you pay a small fee, but they learn so easily. I was just there gobsmacked, you know, because if I started to learn a new language now, decided I want to learn Russian, which I may have to go and live in Siberia, whatever, it would be such a mental struggle to even get my head around going to a class.
Yeah, when you're young,
where
you
it's such a joy
up
for them, and it's taught in such a joyful
way. The whole body's
developing,
the brain is developing,
yeah,
growing, connecting. Derek, have we got rid of Irish? Now, this is going to annoy a lot of people.
Yeah.
A subject of no value to anyone. Now, this is what Ed is saying. It's not what I'm saying. It's not something I agree with. Not something necessarily the station agrees. Okay, so just don't start complaining again. I'm sick of all the complaints. There'd be more resources available to teach our kids languages that actually do matter, says Ed. Thank you for that, Ed.